USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Officials in Israel and Lebanon announced Tuesday they have accepted a U.S.-mediated agreement on a maritime border between the countries. The two traditional enemies that will allow natural gas exploration in the disputed area in the eastern Mediterranean will reduce the threat of regional conflict. Florida group FLCGA filed a lawsuit Monday seeking to force Governor Ron DeSantis to release records about migrant flights from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. This is the third lawsuit brought against DeSantis, as he's exposed not-in-my-backyard mentality of President Biden's open-border policy. President Biden condemned missile strikes against multiple Ukrainian residential areas Monday by Russian President Vladimir Putin, who claimed they were in retaliation for the explosion of a bridge linking mainland Russia with occupied Crimea. Putin claims it was a terrorist attack. Los Angeles City Council President Nuri Martinez resigned from her position Monday after she and two other council members were recorded making racist remarks. Monday night, Los Angeles County Federation of Labor President Ron Herrera submitted his resignation over his involvement in the racist conversation that was secretly recorded. A union representing nearly 12,000 railroad workers on Monday rejected the White House brokered tentative contract agreement between freight railroad companies and all 12 of their unions. The final eight teams in Major League Baseball race to the World Series sets to begin today. Phillies at the Braves, Mariners at the Astros, the Guardians at the Yankees, and the Padres at the Dodgers. All games are in Game 1 status. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A missing Georgia toddler has been found.
It's been 5 days since 20-month-old Quentin Simon was last seen in his playpen at home in Savannah, Georgia. Chatham County Police say no one is being ruled out as a suspect, but they so far have no real leads. Police Chief Jeff Hadley, Monday afternoon, saying his team is receiving invaluable assistance from the FBI.
We believe with the continued assistance of the FBI, we will have a resolution to this case. We understand that people far beyond Chatham County have become emotionally invested in this incident and the search for Quentin, and they want answers.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
China and India have both called for the de-escalation between Russia and Ukrainian forces after deadly missile strikes occurred Monday across Ukraine. China and India are Russia's biggest allies, and both have refrained from criticizing the Russian invasion since it began in February. Former United Nations Ambassador Bill Richardson has suggested that jailed Americans Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan could soon be released, maybe by the end of the year. The former New Mexico governor runs the Richardson Center. The center works with American families on hostage negotiations and prisoner releases. The Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences was awarded Monday to former Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke and two other U.S. academics whose work helped governments and central bankers navigate the global financial crisis during the pandemic. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.